Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app today.
Whether it's the events of the day or whatever you like to listen to, stories help inform and inspire us. With Audible, you can enjoy the storytelling experience anywhere. With thousands of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals, from gripping historical fiction to compelling memoirs read by the authors themselves, there's more to imagine when you listen. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. If you enjoy thought-provoking novels, you might want to check out Here One Moment by Leanne Moriarty, a captivating tale about the struggle for certainty in an uncertain world, as strangers on a plane learn their fates, some worse than others. Sound interesting? New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/CBSPod or text CBSPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/CBSPod or text CBSPod to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/CBSPod. You may be tempted to skip this ad, but don't. Marketers want their audience to stick around. And with Paramount Ads Manager, you can advertise your business on the biggest shows on TV for 30 unskippable seconds. Run your ads in premium content on Paramount Plus and over 15 major networks with hit shows, movies, sports, and more, all on the biggest screen in the house. Put your business in show business with Paramount Ads Manager. Go to adsmanager.paramount.com. That's adsmanager.paramount.com to learn more.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley, and this is Sunday Morning. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and throughout the morning, we'll be sharing stories honoring the lives of Americans who've served our nation in times of war. Beginning with a report from David Martin on Marine medic Joe Dan Worley, injured by a roadside bomb some 20 years ago in Iraq. Years after first connecting with him, Martin traveled to Georgia to discover a man living a full, rich life filled with purpose.
Joe Dan.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you?
We first met Joe Dan Worley at Walter Reed Medical Center.
When I hit the ground, I was purely convinced that I was dead.
Where he was recovering from grievous wounds suffered in Iraq. That was 20 years ago, before he had a pet pig and embraced what really matters.
I really love what I've grown into.
Helping America's warriors live their best life. Ahead on Sunday Morning.
I'm so blessed, everybody.
From Cheers to Curb Your Enthusiasm and other TV shows and movies in between, Ted Danson's had quite a career. Once again, the award-winning actor is on to something new and talking with our Tracy Smith.
Sometimes you want to go where
Ted Danson's been on a hit TV show for each of the past four decades.
So welcome to eternal happiness.
And it seems like the hits just keep on coming.
How are you keeping your foot on the gas pedal?
I want to work as long as I can. I want to experience what it is to be funny at every age that I'm allowed.
Ted Danson, on Love, Luck, and Living Till You Die. Coming up on Sunday Morning.
Sandy Wills. He was an enslaved man who fought for the Union during the Civil War, but whose identity and remains were nearly lost to history. Bill Whitaker traces his journey.
Cheryl Wills has been searching for her veteran ancestor's remains for 15 years.
What did you hope or expect to find?
I had zero expectations. Boy, was I wrong. It's frozen in time. Like it was waiting for me to come.
What exactly did she find? Later on Sunday Morning.
Seth Doan tells us about new research that might provide hope for millions suffering from post-traumatic stress, PTSD. Anthony Mason visits with Grammy and Oscar-winning music producer T-Bone Burnett, who's stepping out from behind the scenes to take the stage himself. Plus a Veterans Day tale from Steve Hartman, and more on this Sunday morning for the 10th of November, 2024. We'll return in a moment.
This episode is brought to you in part by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Finding the perfect gift can be tough, especially one that won't end up in the back of a closet. This holiday season, give the gift of planning unforgettable experiences with Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more. With over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, it's easy to find something that everyone on your list will enjoy. With real traveler reviews, you can pick the perfect experience with confidence. And with free cancellation and 24/7 customer support, you can gift worry-free, knowing the plans can change, but great memories last forever. Whether it's a unique way to explore their own city or an adventure on their next trip, a Viator experience is a gift you won't regret. So skip the predictable presents and make this holiday one to remember with Viator. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Regret less. Do more with Viator.
In honor of Veterans Day, David Martin takes us to a very special reunion.
Joe Dan.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you? We first met Joe Dan Worley in 2004.
20 years.
20 years. 20 long years. Hard earned.
Along with his mother, wife, and a three-month-old daughter at Walter Reed Medical Center outside Washington.
When I hit the ground, I was purely convinced that my entire body was just ravaged. That I was dead.
A medic rushing to the aid of wounded Marines in Iraq, he was hit by a roadside bomb, his left leg blown off, his right riddled with bullets.
Our life is just turned upside down.
It wasn't just Joe Dan's grievous wounds. The cost of moving to Washington to be with him had drained the family savings. They didn't even have enough for the baby's winter clothes.
There's an angel that just walked in the door, and she just sat down and started talking to all of us and just wrote out a check and handed it to the kids.
That angel was sent by Karen Gunther.
I believe God just put me in the right place at the right time.
An ICU nurse at Camp Pendleton, California, when the wounded started coming in.
I was standing next to a young spouse, and she was about 18 years old. And her husband, he was very disfigured. And she looked at him and her knees started to buckle. So I sort of held her and whispered in her ear and I said, you've got this, you can do this. And just experiencing that changed everything.
As a nurse, you must have had experience dealing with traumatic injuries. What was different about this?
This was so personal. And the number of injuries that we saw coming back, the severity of the injuries coming back, were historic.
We gonna hold right here?
Many of them coming back from the all-out battle for the insurgent stronghold of Fallujah.
We saw the families coming from all across the country to be by their son or daughter's bedside. They were leaving their jobs, leaving their homes, but yet they still had to have a car payment and a mortgage, and they just simply couldn't do it. So that's when we started the fund.
She called it the Semper Fi and America's Fund.
I didn't know anything about starting a nonprofit, so I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought every book I could on nonprofits.
Nonprofits for Dummies?
Nonprofits for Dummies was my very first book.
That Battle of Fallujah raged for 7 weeks.
Fallujah was overwhelming. At that time, we did not have much money in the bank, enough to take care of the number of wounded coming back.
Until the public met Joe Dan Worley on 60 Minutes.
I worry all the time about being able to take care of my family now, you know, and you know, wondering what the future's going to hold.
If that piece hadn't run, we would not have had the funds to take care of the families.
To date, the Semper Fi Fund has given $500 million to 33,000 service members and their families. Not just Marines, but all the armed services.
So at the beginning, we were focused at the bedside.
I hope that this will help you out with some of your expenses.
Sure does. Thank you.
The real work started when our service members went home.
What are the problems that develop over time?
If you come back and you're quadriplegic, or you're a triple amputee, or even a simple single amputee, there's a life cycle of recovery. And these young men and women would need us for the rest of their lives.
It was a really rough patch.
Jodan Worley was walking, but still wounded. His marriage to Angel was on the rocks.
Something had to change or we weren't going to make it.
Well, that would have been a real shame.
Yeah, it would have. I think what made us work is we didn't give up on each other at the same time.
Oh, man, I can't wait till those, like, separate.
There are not many marriages that make it through what we've made it through.
There you go, Joe. Get it.
He started working out with a vengeance, and their family kept growing.
I always forget it's not normal.
That's Abby, now 20, who turned one while her father was still at Walter Reed. She has a sister and two brothers.
Thanks for joining us. We have a great show for you today. Our
guest, Jodan, supplements his disability benefits by co-hosting a podcast for the American Legion.
If you did not have access to a full uniform, would you?
Even so, a caseworker from Semper Fi checks in once a month.
For 20 years, they're always there. Like, we know if we really, truly needed anything, we could ask.
Would you call yourself happy today?
Yes. Yes. I always tell people, if you can make it through the hard times, what's on the other side is so much better. It's so worth it. Life is so good. We are so blessed.
Are all your stories success stories?
They're not. Our warriors are proud and strong and courageous, but sometimes they wear a mask and they don't allow others to see how much pain they're going through or the brain damage from blasts and concussion injuries.
Do you have people who lose their marriages?
We do. We do, especially our catastrophic injuries. Oftentimes, right after the injury, the families, their adrenaline's going, I can do this, I'm gonna stay by my husband or wife's side. But as the years go on, it can be very tough on marriages.
Living on the outskirts of Atlanta, the Worley family is rich in the things that matter, with a pet pig on the side.
Yo, big girl.
There you go.
But Jodan will never be free of Fallujah. For the 20th anniversary of the battle, he's turned to music.
This is my song that is for my guys that got killed while I was over there.
Corporal Ebert.
I'm carrying these people in my heart. Not on my back, but in my heart.
I shall always remain faithful. Semper Fi. I love you.
The ballad of Jodan is full of sorrow, but the life he has made is full of purpose.
The body probably could have done without a traumatic amputation, but I really love what I've grown into.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
This holiday season, create memories with family and friends by exploring the exciting world of the Pokemon trading card game. Reconnect with the characters you know and love like Pikachu, Charizard, and Mewtwo, and learn about new ones. Whether you want to try your hand battling it out with Pokemon cards, enjoy collecting them, or both, they'll provide you with fun for years to come. Each Pokemon set features dozens of new cards in imaginative styles created by different artists. So there's something for every collector's aesthetic. And if you're ready to battle, the Pokemon trading card game takes only minutes to learn. It's a gift that is sure to delight gamers, collectors, and Pokemon fans alike. Find gift ideas for all ages and at every price point at tcg.pokemon.com/holiday.
For decades, music producer T-Bone Burnett has been making other musicians sound their best. Now Burnett tells Anthony Mason he's putting himself front and center.
When his lover was lost in hell, he came down, he came down.
Why do you release your own music so infrequently?
I've always been a behind the scenes person. I like creating in private.
T-Bone Burnett is best known as a producer.
I've been waiting for you.
But in April, he released The Other Side, his first album of new music in 18 years.
Little darling, did you miss me? Little darling, will you kiss me?
Maybe even more remarkable, this fall, he's touring behind it.
There was a quote that I read of yours. You've always viewed the audience as a mob waiting to come at you.
Yeah, like a lynch mob or something. It was just raw paranoia, but also just insecurity.
Burnett's more at home in the studio. Where he's produced albums for the Wallflowers, Greg Allman, and Elton John.
What do you think you get out of musicians that maybe other people don't?
Well, what I try to get out of them is just their full love, their full being.
Some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby.
He certainly did with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss on Raising Sand and won the Grammy for Album of the Year in 2009.
As you've said, sort of accidentally, you've ended up in the commercial mainstream in a big way a couple of times.
I mean, it's always a fluke, but yes, I have.
Has that surprised you?
Yeah, well, in a way, there have been times when you see around a corner.
It's a South Bottom boy!
Like with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Burnett produced and curated the music for the 2000 Coen Brothers film.
And when the Coens came and said they wanted to do a movie about the history of American music, I thought, oh, this all fits together.
He went on to supervise the music for the films Cold Mountain, Walk the Line, and Crazy Heart.
This ain't no place for the weary kind.
Which won him an Oscar for Best Original Song.
When you're working on a TV project or a film, what do you see the role of music as? Is it an effect of character in a way?
Yeah, sometimes it is. It's always the subconscious, the unconscious of the character.
A smart guy who's steady is hard to find.
In True Detective, it's almost like you were trying to curate a vibe.
That was a vibe, and it had to do with the swamp, and it had to do with the darkness of it all.
Yeah. Sounds kind of fun, actually.
It was so fun. That's what I mean. It's fun to do the dark world, as long as you don't have to actually live in it.
Joseph Henry Burnett III, T-Bone, grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. He can't recall how he got his nickname.
One thing I read about you, which I didn't realize, you were on the high school golf team.
I was, yeah.
Ben Hogan draws a large following for the final round of the British Open.
Golfing great Ben Hogan practiced at the course where he played.
And when he would hit that ball in those pecan trees over there, the resonance, that's one of the places where I began falling in love with sound, actually on the golf course, because he would hit crack that thing and you could hear it all through the trees.
That's such a great story.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I'm just sonically oriented.
How many roads must a man walk? In 1975, Bob Dylan recruited T-Bone to play guitar in his Rolling Thunder Review, starting a lifelong friendship. In 2021, they played together again, re-recording Dylan's classic, Blowin' in the Wind,
We decided to just make one disc. There were no copies.
Using a special high-fidelity analog system that Burnett says creates the highest quality audio ever.
The germ of it was I wanted to do something that couldn't be put online, that couldn't be commoditized. I'm not doing this to keep it away from anybody. I'm just doing it to work at the highest possible level.
Who will give me $1 million?
The disc sold at auction in 2022 for nearly $1.8 million.
Sold!
I love the process of recording. I love going into a room where there's nothing, and then you come out and there's something.
It's a mystical kind of thing.
It is to me, and you build a world of resonance, and that's the stuff that's the most thrilling to me, and the part of life that a machine will never comprehend.
The pain of love comes over you.
T-Bone Burnett's new record earned a Grammy nomination this past week for Best Americana Album.
This is the first show I've done in probably 20 years or something, so.
Out on the highway, traveling south.
At 76, he's even starting to enjoy another sound. The sound of a crowd.
I think I had a much more benevolent view of the audience than, than I used to have.
And that's because you're just not overthinking it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's a river of fire that burns with no light.
What does music give you?
Well, everything, really. It's my religion. Music gives me life and hope and love and everything worth having, really.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Enjoy taking the scenic route? Discover Tennessee trails and byways. With 16 self-guided driving trails, it's perfect for motorcycles or your favorite cruising car. Take the scenic route, exploring places you never knew you wanted to visit. Drive through stunning landscapes, discover waterfalls, walk in the footsteps of music legends, and visit historic sites. Enjoy unique attractions and savor mouth-watering meals at local restaurants. Whether it's a day trip or a weekend getaway, hit the open road today and learn more at tntrailsandbyways.com.
Just about everyone in music worshiped the work of the late, great Quincy Jones. Among them, Frank Sinatra, who not only gave the fabled musician and producer the nickname Q, but also bequeathed him a ring bearing the Sinatra family crest when Sinatra died in 1998.
He had no gray. He'd either love you or roll over you in a Mack truck in reverse. There was nothing in between.
Quincy Jones was behind scores for some 30 motion pictures, along with theme songs for TV classics like Ironside, and Sanford and Son. In 1985, he brought the world's biggest stars together for We Are the World to raise money for famine relief, a feat all the more remarkable considering a decade earlier, he'd suffered two brain aneurysms, so severe his doctors gave him only a 1% chance of survival.
Hey! Just a little bit of soul.
Loving friends had actually scheduled a memorial, a service that some 30 days after being stricken, The recovering Quincy Jones was strong enough to attend, to enjoy songs from guests like Marvin Gaye, Sarah Vaughan, and Ray Charles. Q, winner of 28 Grammy Awards, died last Sunday after living life his way.
When I look back, it feels like 200 lives. It really does. I don't waste any moment of life. I just, whatever's there, I'm interested in it. That's what living's about.
Quincy Jones was 91 years old. On this Veterans Day weekend, our colleague Bill Whitaker of 60 Minutes reminds us it's never too late to honor America's heroes.
This past August, Army Private Sandy Wills was buried with full military honors at a veterans cemetery in Memphis, Tennessee.
Today, we all stand in a free nation because of people like Sandy Wills.
Private Wills served his country, though not in this century or the last. He died in 1889.
Fire! Fire!
He was originally laid to rest in an unmarked grave on this knoll, a Civil War veteran all but lost to history.
No one knew about Sandy Wills. An enslaved man leaves a plantation, serves during the Civil War with Lincoln's army, and poof, like it never happened.
Cheryl Wills is Sandy's great-great-great-granddaughter. She didn't know of him or her family's long military legacy until she started researching her ancestry.
So what first sparked your interest in genealogy?
A tragedy.
Her father, a New York City firefighter and Vietnam-era veteran, was killed in a motorcycle accident when she was a teenager.
When I sat at his funeral, the one thing that was burned into my heart was when the military honored him. Hmm. And then they handed my mother a folded flag. And at that moment, I realized my father was special in the eyes of the greatest army in the world.
Like millions of Black Americans, Cheryl's family left the South as part of the Great Migration. Her grandparents moved from Tennessee to New York City.
I'm Cheryl Wills.
For the past 35 years, Cheryl has been telling other people's stories on TV in New York, all the while knowing little of her own.
Walk me through this process. You start off not knowing anything. Did anybody talk about slavery?
No one knew anything. And that was one question I used to ask them. What do you know about slavery? And they would look at me like, what kind of question is that?
Why do you want to know that?
Those who lived through slavery, it was like they had this pact. We're not passing this story down. You don't want to know what it was like. So Sandy's story disappeared from our family.
Combing through census, birth, marriage, and death records, she meticulously traced the roots and branches of her family tree. The earliest ancestor she was able to document, Sandy Wills.
He was bought by Willis Wills when he was 10 years old. Mm.
She showed us what she calls the Holy Grail, Sandy Wills' military records. He had volunteered for the colored troops in 1863 and was honorably discharged. He worked as a sharecropper on the Moore Plantation after the war. Married a woman named Emma. They had 9 children. Records show when he died, but Cheryl could find no trace of where he was buried.
And I'm searching and searching and searching. He was nowhere to be found, essentially MIA.
Her search did lead her to a living relative, Ethan West, a distant cousin also researching his family.
And you did not know you were related until you started doing this ancestry research?
Correct. She was going through finding Sandy, and I've been posting a lot of stuff about my lineage, and our lineages collided.
He's my hero. He physically went down there.
Down there is Brownsville in Haywood County, Tennessee. They both had come across records placing some of their ancestors, including Sandy Wills, on a plantation there owned by the Moore family.
I just wanted to know what this place that we're reading about looked like. I found the coordinates to where the property would have been.
In 2013, West went driving around Haywood County looking for the plantation and saw this.
There was a sign.
What did the sign say?
Moreland.
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 And you knew the family was the Moore family. Mm-hmm.
And when he texted me that sign, I went, holy guacamole. And I think both of our lives changed.
This is Moreland, 900 lush acres of cotton, soybeans, and pecan trees. Over the years, Cheryl and Ethan would visit and gradually formed a unique bond with the Moore descendants. Cheryl and Ethan told them of their family's connection to the farm.
I said, I have reason to believe a Civil War veteran is buried on your property.
And the Moores told them something they had hoped to hear, that there is an unmarked African American burial ground on their farm.
They took me there, and for that I'm eternally grateful because we had no idea it was there. Hmm. We only had a hunch.
Cheryl hired an archaeology team with experience finding America's missing in action from more recent wars. Of the 38 graves they found here, they zeroed in on one. Its size, date, and fragmentary remains matched every known detail of her ancestor. We were there with the families and local veterans when Private Sandy Wills' remains were placed in a casket.
Rest in peace, our brother. We have the watch.
And solemnly marched from the knoll through green fields to a waiting hearse.
Your family, for generations, kept that African-American cemetery on your property untouched.
We really did.
Edie Moore is the Moore family matriarch.
A farmer would come along and say, oh, if it were me, I would just bulldoze down that clump of trees and plant on top of it. And we said, no, it's hallowed ground and we will never, ever touch it. And my husband, he had daffodils that he planted over the whole cemetery.
And now that you know who was there, does it take on even greater significance?
Well, it definitely does. It adds depth to the whole experience.
After the exhumation, the Moores hosted a picnic at the farm. Two families connected by this land and America's complicated history.
God bless you.
May God bless you too.
This cross now marks Sandy Wills' grave at the West Tennessee State Veterans Cemetery. For Cheryl Wills, it's mission accomplished.
History really meant for him to be anonymous forever. He was a man without a legacy for 135 years.
And now?
And now it's been taken back.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welch's can't make everything make sense, like why your mom still listens to the radio or what she meant when she sent that emoji. But a zero sugar drink that's still full of fruit flavor? We made that make sense. And strawberry, passion fruit, Concord grape, and more. You gotta sip it to get it. New Welch's Zero Sugar. Let's fruit stuff up.
Frazier and I have been lovers for several weeks.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh?
No, I'm sorry. I just got a little mental picture there. It took me by surprise.
That's Ted Danson in the beloved comedy classic Cheers.
The prolific Danson has a new show, and he's in conversation with Tracy Smith.
I am nervous about talking about this
show.
What
makes you nervous? Why is it? What is it about this show that
makes
you?
Because I want people to see it. I really do. I think it's an important conversation.
It's strange to think of Ted Danson as nervous about anything.
I'm just worried about him. He's retired now.
But in this case, it's not hard to see why.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Get out of my room, weirdo.
I don't do yoga. I'm naturally flexible.
His latest project means a lot to him.
I don't know how to be a spy.
And it touches everyone.
Got your phone? Camera glasses? Recorder? Are you just tapping different parts of your body?
Yes. I left everything in my room. I'm just so excited. I'll be right back.
In the new Netflix series, A Man on the Inside, Danson is a recently retired widower without much to do until he answers an ad from a private investigator and becomes a mole inside a nursing home.
What do you want me to do?
You would check into the community, pretending to be a new resident. I would give you various recording devices, and you would be my source. My mole.
A man on the inside. I'm in.
Like a lot of TV series, the premise seems a little far-fetched, but this one's true. It's based on this, The Mole Agent, a 2020 documentary about a real-life 83-year-old who goes undercover in a Chilean nursing home looking for signs of patients being mistreated.
Tú, a contar de hoy día, vas a ser un agente topo, un espía.
What the documentary found was a group of elderly people fighting loneliness and loss with heart and humor. A Man on the Inside is no different, says series creator Mike Schur.
I would say the purpose of this show is simply to discuss a subject that very few people discuss, which is aging. It's this subject that we just don't like to talk about. It's thought of in this country, I think more than other countries, as something almost shameful or embarrassing.
You made a mistake. If you're dying, you somehow made a mistake.
You screwed up. Yeah, you screwed up. You got old, you know? And I think that's weird because this is what happens if we're lucky. If we're lucky, we get old.
I haven't done this for a long time, walked along the beach.
Yeah, it's nice.
At 76, Ted Danson himself is aging gracefully, with an attitude inspired by a Hollywood legend, Jane Fonda.
She was turning 80. And at 70, I was starting to go, well, I better look for a nice place to land, you know, this life plane or whatever. And I looked at her and it was like, no, she has her foot on the gas pedal. She's like doing a 12-hour day, shooting her show, jumping on a bus to go, you know, support the service industry in Sacramento with a handful of women. Don't slow down, just keep going. Keep living your life. I think that's one of the things our elders can pass on to us. This is how you live life right up until the end.
Seems like Ted Danson's elders set a good example. His parents wouldn't allow a TV in their home.
My mother didn't like them.
Because?
She'd rather you read or go out and play or be creative. Sometimes you wanna go
where everybody knows your name. But then Ted got famous on TV.
Did they get a TV?
Yes, but they put kind of this beautiful tapestry over the front of it. So when you walked in their house, you didn't see a TV. You saw this beautiful tapestry with a candle on top. And they would take it off and watch Cheers.
So who's next to chill us with a scary story, huh?
Well, I think I have a chilling tale.
Yeah, but it's cute when you wiggle it.
Truth is, the world watched Cheers.
You said maybe. You said maybe.
Rebecca thinks I'm a maybe!
I did not say that. I said that you kissed like my Uncle Abe.
No.
Danson still credits his success today to that one show about a Boston bar. But since he hung up his apron in 1993, he's been in hit after hit. He was the title character in Becker.
She calls me the angry man. Me. You believe that? I like to take that stupid book and just ram it down her throat.
I want you to feel the disgust in your children's eyes when they look on you in shame.
In Damages, he held his own with Glenn Close.
Well, this has been lovely.
He went to heaven and hell in The Good Place.
Okay, it's a torture museum. Famous examples of bad behavior and explanations of the torture they earned.
Is there a gift shop?
Jason, this is hell. Of course there's a gift shop.
Actually, you know what?
And he's even played himself in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm here to ask your permission if I could date Cheryl. Boom.
Our oceans are in jeopardy of being fished out commercially.
Along the way, Danson's used his fame to draw attention to his passion project, Oceana, an organization dedicated to preserving the world's oceans.
You feel like you've made enough progress in Oceana so far? I mean, you've done great work with plastics and things like that.
Yes, yes. I mean, our focus is on fishing, overfishing, making sure that the fisheries of the world are healthy, because if done right, you could feed 1 billion people a fish meal every day.
That sounds a little like a miracle, something he touches on in his new show and something he says he lives with every day.
I'm curious, in your life, what are the miracles?
Mary Steenburgen is literally heaven sent. I did some work on myself for about a year before I met her after Cheers, you know, becoming emotionally mature and real. And I worked hard at it, and then along came Mary Steenburgen. But, we are so blessed to love somebody, and to be loved is just one of those heaven on earth miracles. And that came with Mary, you know.
And the idea Ted Danson is hoping to share with his latest project.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I had impure thoughts about Pedro Pascal again.
Is that miracles can be found in any life, right up until the very end.
This is your life, not just up to, you know, 65 and then you retire and going down. No, you get to live right up until you don't live. And it's your life. It's such a gift. Explore it and be excited about it. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it's sad. Yes, there's grief. Yes, there's all of that. But embrace it. Embrace it is kind of what I think the message of the show is. It's what I hope I live with.
Embracing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It gets you a little emotional.
I'm just emotional because I finally said something I wanted to say.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs for caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. From snowy trails to city streets, Columbia has you covered. Their Omni-Heat Infinity jackets are the gold standard in warmth, pushing the boundaries of innovation. Feel the difference as thermal reflective technology wraps you in warmth, whether you're hiking mountains or conquering your daily grind. Visit Columbia.com to learn more.
Steve Hartman this morning has the story of a daughter's quest for answers.
Before she was even born.
This is him?
That's my dad.
Jerry Eisenhower's dad, Army Private William Walters, got shipped off to World War II. All the family got back was his body and a letter that said he died somewhere in France.
That's it?
That's it. I just always wondered where he died, how he died. It was just a little part of a puzzle piece that was missing in my life.
She just didn't have any stories about her dad.
Jan Moore is Jerry's daughter.
Was the family resigned to the fact that you would never know?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Until a few months ago. Jerry was at her home in Syracuse, Nebraska, when she got a message. It was from a small village in France, and it read, in part, "On the occasion of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of France, we pay tribute to Private William Walters."
We were looking for our soldier. We did not know that he was their soldier, too.
In August 1944, American troops began liberating the village of Grasse-sur-Loing. It was a joyous day, but there was one casualty. While crossing the river into town, Private Walter's boat capsized and he drowned at the age of 20.
Deux autres furent repêchés.
This past summer, a historian from Grasse sur Le Mans, tracked down Walter's family and invited them to France to honor their shared hero and the sacrifice he made here. As one eyewitness explained, they went looking for him and found him. They did a lot of things to try to revive him, but it didn't work.
He showed me where they laid him.
He was here.
And they covered him with flowers. It's just amazing, the care that they gave him.
Last week, she returned to her father's grave.
First time I've been here and had the answers.
Jerry says she now feels at peace.
It's a good feeling.
And it's all thanks to the grateful people of France, who even 80 years on, still see America through the prism of our better angels.
If you're looking to learn more about commercial real estate, entrepreneurship, leadership, and the economy, where would you turn? Well, a good start might be the CEO of one of the largest commercial real estate finance and advisory services firms in the nation. But how are you ever going to get on their calendar? You don't have to. Tune in to the Walker Webcast, hosted by Willie Walker, CEO of Walker & Dunlop, an unparalleled leader in commercial real estate. Listen in on conversations with guests like A-Rod, economist Peter Linneman, and Walker & Dunlop experts. Learn more at walkerdunlop.com/podcast and be sure to follow Walker & Dunlop on all your favorite social media channels. That's walkerdunlop.com/podcast. The Walker Webcast. Insights for life.
Okay, most Americans think they spend about $62 per month on subscriptions. But get this, the real number is closer to $300. That is literally thousands of dollars a year, half of which you've probably forgotten about. Thankfully, Rocket Money can find a bunch of subscriptions you've forgotten all about and then help you cancel the ones you don't want anymore. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery, rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
An estimated 10 million Americans struggled with PTSD this past year, many of them veterans. Seth Doan looks into a new treatment promising to bring relief to those grappling with post-traumatic stress.
I woke up every night, around 3 o'clock, screaming and sweating and shaking.
Idit Negreen would try anything to beat the trauma haunting her since attending the Nova Music Festival on October 7th, when Hamas massacred hundreds of civilians.
We saw the terrorists and they started shooting at us.
And what were you doing?
Running for our lives. I think after a day or 2 days after, I felt that I'm falling down.
What do you mean, falling down?
Crying. Sorry.
We met her this summer as she was two-thirds of the way through her 60-session course of hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's a treatment long used to combat compression sickness in divers and wounds that will not heal. But at this hospital in Israel, they're now also treating a very different malady, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
You feel like you're going crazy. I call people and scream, there is a terror attack again.
But nothing was really happening.
No.
You were imagining it.
Yeah. And then you understand that you have no control on your brain.
Negreen is trying to regain that control along with about 650 other October 7th survivors suffering from PTSD who are being treated for free alongside military veterans at the Segal Center for Hyperbaric Medicine and Research.
This is currently the largest hyperbaric center worldwide.
Dr. Shai Efrati runs this clinic where they're treating up to 350 patients a day, and are on the forefront of this sort of medicine.
What we are doing is actually tricking the body. Hypoxia, lack of oxygen, is the most powerful trigger to induce all the repair mechanism cascade.
Dr. Efrati says they're inducing repair mechanisms in the body and brain inside these pressurized chambers, where it feels like you're scuba diving down to 30 feet. Patients breathe in pure oxygen, which under such high pressure conditions, the body can absorb at up to 16 times the normal level. Then masks are removed for 5-minute intervals.
The decline from very high back to the normal is being interpreted at the cellular level as hypoxia, as lack of oxygen.
And what does that cause the body to do?
And that caused the body to trigger the stem cells. And for the first time, even in humans, we can see generation of new neurons, generation of new blood vessels in the brain. And this is mind-blowing.
The words I keep reading referring to this treatment, it is unapproved and not proven.
When we speak about hyperbaric oxygen therapy, this is how it should look like.
You say there are a lot of frauds out there.
Indeed. And this is not only not good, it can be even dangerous in order to achieve.
Dr. Efrati is constantly experimenting with new ways to use this treatment.
This is an elite athlete.
At his Tel Aviv clinic, we got to see how they're catering hyperbaric medicine to athletes.
If we can shorten the recovery period, you can push harder during the exercise.
And helping patients with brain injuries regain movement through the growth of new neurons and blood vessels in the brain.
He couldn't run before at all?
It's not that we are fixing his running. We are fixing the brain.
They've published several studies looking at PTSD in veterans. One out today found that 68% of patients showed significant improvement. Another reported that PTSD remission lasted at least 2 years, which is higher than other established treatments.
We want to evaluate everything objectively.
It's conclusive enough for the Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, to ask Dr. Efrati's team to stop testing and start treating.
You can always say, I need more data. You see the evidence in front of you.
Shahar Mizrahi was one of those IDF veterans referred in 2018 for the initial clinical trial.
You tried drugs, you tried therapy, sleeping pills.
I tried a lot of things and nothing really helped to get back to life. And I heard that this might be helped and maybe this is my last chance before I finish my life.
You're talking about suicide?
Yeah.
Mizrahi was a soldier during a 2014 Israeli offensive in Gaza. He was in an armored vehicle when it was ambushed. In the short term, he was thinking about survival. The suffering came later.
I can't sleep in the night. In the moment I put the uniform, I feel like I want to die. I smell blood, I smell war.
So let's talk about Shahar.
Dr. Karen Donyas Barak followed Shahar Mizrahi through his 60 sessions. She heads the PTSD program at the Segal Center.
This is Shahar's brain.
And showed us his brain scans from June 2018 and March 2019.
This is when he's suffering from PTSD. These are all of the things you want lighting up to be able to regulate emotion process.
Yeah.
And that wasn't happening before the treatment.
Yes.
You can see it.
Yeah, you can see it. Many people tend to look at PTSD as a psychological phenomenon, not as a biological phenomenon. So we treat PTSD very similar to other brain conditions.
It's changed everything. It's the first time that I was feeling again. I beginning to sleep in night. I was less afraid. It's making me feel alive again.
It sounds like a total change.
I was dying man, and after this, I'm a living man, so.
If it's being offered in Israel, and they're getting such good results, why the hell are we not offering it in the United States?
That's a question North Carolina Republican congressman and medical doctor Greg Murphy is raising in the halls of Congress. One in 10 of his constituents is a veteran.
Look, I love our VA. I'm on Veterans Affairs. But we're not reaching a certain segment of our veterans if we're having 22 commit suicide every day. And if we're doing something and there is a treatment that has shown definitive results, I believe it's medical malpractice not to offer that to our veterans.
In 2023, he introduced the Veterans National Traumatic Injury Treatment Act.
We just basically want the VA to do a pilot study within their own confines to see whether they show that hyperbaric oxygen works or not.
And you're hearing from the VA?
They just don't want to do anything. It's just hands up.
Because?
The reasons that we've heard is, well, it's the results are mixed. Fine. Look at the results in the last 15 years. Look at the studies in Israel. We are seeing an absolute effect in this. And other disorders for Parkinson's, migraines, some even MS, neurological disorders.
We requested an interview with the Department of Veterans Affairs, but they declined to comment.
The bureaucracy is daunting.
In Salt Lake City, Utah, we met Dr. Lynn Weaver, who runs hyperbaric medicine at Intermountain Health. They treat about 20 patients a day, which puts into perspective the huge numbers, 350 daily in Israel.
Do you treat patients with PTSD in these hyperbaric chambers?
Rarely, because this is expensive.
Do you believe it can be done?
Yes. I mean, I've had patients that I've treated. Everyone got surprisingly better.
But insurance companies say there's not enough proof it works for PTSD. And in the U.S., out-of-pocket costs soar above $50,000.
What's necessary is like a drug trial, but these trials take years to accomplish. It all rests with, is there an initiative and is there a funding source?
But if doctors like you feel so strongly that this works, why isn't there enough push from folks coming like you to say,
well, believe me, we've tried. I've submitted proposals to extramural funding agencies. So far, they haven't accepted them.
You are out on the frontier here of medicine. Is there a danger in that?
As a scientist, I will always tell you, I need more study, I need more data. But as a physician, when I'm sitting in front of you, looking at your eyes, you have a problem now. This is our job as a physician.
What are you hoping to get from this therapy?
To move on with my life.
Adit Negrin says this treatment is giving her hope she can move past that nightmare at the Nova Music Festival.
It's interesting that you wear this Nova necklace while you're getting this treatment.
I don't get her off my neck.
Her progress is motivation for Dr. Efrati to keep innovating, thinking about the future, so his patients can process the past.
Some people are going to listen to this and say it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah. I know, but it's facts.
Thank you for listening. Please join us when our trumpet sounds again next Sunday morning.
If you like this podcast, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a quick survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you're listening to this ad, it's no accident, unless you forgot to hit skip. But for marketers, finding the right audience matters. We worked hard for your attention. But you don't need to for your business. With Paramount Ads Manager, now you can reach huge audiences on the hottest shows on TV. That's right, big shows aren't just for the big brands. You can get 30-second views on TV instead of 3 in their social feeds. Best of all, it's easy. Sign up today, be on TV tomorrow with Paramount Ads Manager. Go to adsmanager.paramount.com. That's adsmanager.paramount.com to learn more.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast from Wondery and T-Boy about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with and the bold risk takers who brought them to life. Like, did you know that Super Mario, the best-selling video game character of all time, only exists because Nintendo couldn't get the rights to Popeye? Or Jack, that the idea for the McDonald's Happy Meal first came from a mom in Guatemala? From Pez dispensers to Levi's 501s to Air Jordans, discover the surprising stories of the most viral products. Plus, we guarantee that after listening, you're going to dominate your next dinner party. So follow the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the best idea yet early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. It's just the best idea yet.